commerce is king. And you are a peon, or maybe a rook. Judge Kennesaw Mountain Land is handing out a sentence to an old bank robber. 30 years, Your Honor, I'm 75 years old, I don't have 30 years to serve, then do the best you can. This joke pretty accurately summarizes our lives. The odds are not on our sides to live out our lives fully. I could say by design, but that would not be accurate. What the heck am I talking about? About the conflict between you and commerce. Our bodies developed over hundreds of thousands of years to be how they are. But during the past about 30 years, nearly all the food our bodies learned to use to stay healthy became non-food. Poison. By commerce. I muscle test habitually everything I put in my mouth. Everything I buy. Everything I cook with. Nearly everything, nearly every time. I do it, unless the mind says I already know that and I don't do it. First, the interests of commerce tried to change the DNA of the food. Change the DNA so the food can stay fresh and good to eat for days, weeks, months. It didn't work. The method didn't even work to fight off pesticides. Instead, hordes of farmers committed suicide. Then they changed tax, and worked on keeping what grows fresh by stopping it from breathing, stopping it from being alive. Instead, they made it look alive, but imprisoned. The stuff they did that with is carcinogenic. Carcinogenic meaning when it gets into an organ in sufficient quantities it makes cancer grow in those organs. But more than that, what prevents the cells of a produce from breathing and thus rotting will also prevent your cells from breathing. From taking up water. From letting out wastes. Preservatives seal the cells. How do I know? I measure a bunch of people regularly. Everyone's cell hydration has dropped. Women's cell hydration dropped more. But why? Because they eat more produce than the men I measure. They eat more produce because they see that as clean eating, or healthy food. Not if you bought it in a bag. If it was loose and dry. No. If it was in a bag, without the chemicals, it would rot in less than a day. It would rot no matter how many small holes there are in the plastic. If it is a supermarket and they spray their produce regularly, the spray has the chemicals. And those chemicals stop or delay the rotting of the produce, but they stop your cells from breathing too. So what can you do? Actually, it is not a big deal, just wash your produce before you eat it or cook it. The chemicals don't penetrate. And can be washed off. If it came in a bag, if it was wet when you bought it, just wash it. Meat too. Chicken, seafood, just wash it. And pat it dry before you cook it. One more thing, organic needs more protection. So wash it more carefully. Need a reason other than health? Here you go. What happens when your cell hydration drops under 10%? You become moronic. Literally. And moronic is not only a non-winner in life, it also means that you are miserable, reactive, and can't see. Locked into yourself, like the produce. Cannot see reality. Sealed into your own little world of meanings, and rules, and magical thinking. And very important, do not eat anything with produce in restaurants, takeouts, or street vendors. No salads, no side dishes, no lettuce and tomato on your sandwich. And if you eat at friend's house, just ask them to wash the veggies before they use them. Lie if you must. Say I am allergic to the chemicals they use to keep the vegetables fresh. Because you are. Everyone is. If this continues, being a vegetarian or a vegan means a more miserable life. Dried out. Like a flower in an old book. P.S. If your spine is becoming not flexible, your hydration is to blame. You are desiccating. Like a dried flower.